We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And it's not just here in Western New York, but we're seeing these lines for early voting all across the country. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live now. Steve, I mean, the response has been enormous all across the U.S.
Yeah, and I think it's all due to one word, and that word is Trump. I think that Donald Trump is just blankets everything. His own supporters are energized and excited. There's no doubt that he has enjoyed an enthusiasm gap. Trump voters are much more eager, much more excited about their candidate than Biden voters. But on the other side, it's driven by negatives. And we have a poll out this morning that shows that very, very starkly. Donald Trump's only 35% favorable rating on our latest ABC poll, 57% negative. That's underwater by 22 points. And that's what's driving those folks in Erie County and everywhere else. They're either pro-Trump or anti-Trump. Biden is almost a sideline at this point.
How many people, though, pay attention to those favorability ratings or think, you know, whether that candidate is favorable to them? Do they look at something else when they decide to make that vote?
Oh, I don't think voters look at the favorable rating at all, but journalists have to, because it gives us a sense of the underlying attitudes that voters have. And Susan, what this poll shows is how different this year is from 2016. As I mentioned, Trump's favorable rating is underwater by 22 points. That was true, the same numbers 4 years ago. But Hillary Clinton was underwater by 14 points. She was almost as unpopular. She was a very easy target for Donald Trump. She had been around a long time. She had a lot of baggage. There were elements of sexism, but there were many other factors people didn't like Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden is a much, much more difficult target for Donald Trump. His favorable rating is not great, but he's by one point in positive territory, as opposed to, as I say, Clinton was minus 14, Trump is minus 22. And so that's the enormous difference, and you know, Sleepy Joe just doesn't have anything like the same resonance as Crooked Hillary. The other difference, of course, that our numbers this morning show is how the coronavirus blankets everything. 78%, more than 3 out of 4 Americans, say they're worried about getting the virus or someone close to them getting it. And that tells you that Trump's attempts to change the subject, you know, there was a flurry a few weeks ago where all he could talk about was law and order and the violence in the streets. The last debate, he never mentioned that subject. Now he's talking about Hunter Biden and all of the financial problems the Biden family might have. But his ability to change the subject away from corona is very difficult, because it seeps into every single family listening to us this morning. Every family in Erie County is touched by this in one way or another. And that's why he can't get around it. And that's the other big difference between this year and 4 years ago.
When you look at the response we're seeing, whether it's the mail-in votes, people waiting in line for early voting, I mean, are we expecting like a record voter turnout after Election Day? What do you expect that number to look like?
You know, it's a good question, and it's a little hard to predict, because we don't know whether these people are simply the same people who would have voted on Election Day or not. But most experts on this think that this does presage a record turnout. There were 139 million votes last time, and people are expecting more than 150 million this time. Look, I think it benefits both parties in different ways. I think Trump is on his way to maximizing the turnout of his base. I don't see much, very few signs that the core Trump supporters have lost any enthusiasm for him. But, you know, we've done 23 polls since Trump was elected. That's a lot of data. And his average favorable rating in all 23 polls is 40%. And that just tells you that's his base. But that's not enough to win. It's pretty simple arithmetic that in a majority vote, 40% is not going to win. And what he's failed to do is expand beyond that base very effectively. And so, look, both parties, there are very strong feelings out there this year. That's why we're seeing these long lines. But these feelings are generated almost entirely by being pro-Trump or anti-Trump. Trump has tried to make this a choice between him and Biden, but in the end, this is a referendum on Trump, and he can't change that fact.
Steve, how politically damaging were Biden's comments during the debate Thursday night about closing down the oil industry? Is that reflected at all in your poll?
Not yet. It's a little too soon, but I think that was damaging. I think it was a mistake. I don't know if it's going to be fatal. I doubt it, but people forget how important the energy industry is to Pennsylvania. Fact is, why are there two major brands of motor oil called Pennzoil and Quaker State, right? Because the energy industry in America started in Pennsylvania, and it didn't start in Texas or Oklahoma. And it's still a very important source of jobs and economic activity in Pennsylvania. And that could be the key state, and it could be damaging. And that's why we have debates. Look, Donald Trump suffered in the first debate because people could see his bullying, blustering tactics, and they didn't like it. And this was unscripted, and it was live, and people got a sense of it. Well, in the second debate, Biden was live, and he was feeling pressure from the left. And that's why he tripped up on that, because there's been enormous pressure from liberals to talk about climate change and to talk about the elimination of fossil fuels. And he made a mistake. And I don't think it's going to be fatal, but it's certainly not going to help him.
Steve, as always, appreciate the time. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.